Hello, day one. I'm so honored you'll be joining me on this 21-day journey to your higher self. It's my mission to awaken thousands of people to a life of more love, joy, and abundance. Did you know you have the choice to live the life you want and deserve? Just this simple statement changed my life forever. I can choose to create my life. That was so foreign to me. I can create what I want. How do I know what I want? Life provides you many choices, and believe it or not, you are free to choose what you like. Think of it like a buffet. You don't take everything. What you want today will be different than another day or in a year or in a decade. That's the beauty. You can choose again and again. You make the choices that you like or what feels right to you at this time in your life, and you leave the rest. That will be just like this journey. You will see, hear, and feel things that resonate with you, and then you'll notice other things that you don't like or disagree with. Pay attention to all of it. Take in what's helpful. You are receiving continual feedback as to how you're doing in your version of your life. Just look at your life right now. It's telling you what you've been choosing and thinking. That's why it's so important to know what you want. You know what is right for you. A couple of my teachers give this advice to understand that. Abraham Hicks says, if it feels good, follow it and do more of it. If it doesn't feel good, then figure out a way to let it go or change the situation. Dr. Dane Hare teaches, if it feels light, it's right for you. If it feels heavy, it's not. Those simple guides can help you make your life easier if you trust and use your wisdom to guide you. Nothing is greater than living in harmony with your higher self. This class will be broken into three segments. The first part is to see it, the journey to the light of your soul. This part is to remind you of your dreams, to get in touch with your passion and desires, and to know the deep longing that you have as the vision for your life. It is in seeing what you want that you can create it. You have to become crystal clear about what you ask for so that you're creating what you want and not what you don't want. The beginning section is about becoming conscious and clear about your vision, passions, and desire, and about taking responsibility for your life. Then part two is about knowing yourself, looking inside, because the world needs you and all you have to offer. And it's when you love and honor all of you that you can be of this massive value and contribution to the world. The intent in this section is to take time to understand you, know how you're creating your life, and how you're showing up in the world. You will take time and steps to clear away that which is no longer needed in your life, just like what you have to do when you have a messy closet or garage. It is in the knowing of who you are that you can share your gifts in the world, and there'll be nothing to hold you back. Part three is live it, playing in the world. I'll share some structures and frameworks to help make your dreams become a reality. You will see how when you align your passion and dreams with all of who you are, that you're able to live the life of your dreams and be a contribution to the world. It's when you're living on purpose that you can live life fully. You see how to play and have fun in the world. As I wrote my book and now designed this class around it, it was my intention for this work to empower you to live the life of your dreams and a life of more love, joy, and abundance. It teaches you to know that you can create the life you desire. It allows you to know how valuable you are and how important you are to what the world needs. This work frees you from any angst and disharmony in your life. And finally, I hope it wakes you up to the life's endless possibilities available for each of you. You will be asked to dig deep and be honest so that you can have your greatest life. It's not easy at times. You are here, so that says to me you're ready to open up. You're ready to move away from what is in your life right now and move away from any turmoil to living a life of more love, joy, and abundance. There's a quote that says, there came a time when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. So I ask that you choose an area of your life that you want to focus on for this 21-day course. It makes it easier to do the work and follow your progress. Choose the area of your life that is not like you want it to be. Hopefully, you've completed the benchmark assessment. It can give you insight to your life at this point in time. It helps you see where you want your life to be heading. The areas of focus are physical well-being, emotional well-being, mental well-being, financial well-being, your spiritual life, career, fun, relationships, whether that's your primary or other relationships, or your family. Choose one. I know firsthand all the joy you receive from awakening to life's possibility. When I cleared away the distractions, the negative self-talk, my righteous positions, my limiting thoughts about life and myself, and trying to be the controller of the universe, I was totally amazed at how much life had to offer. When I broke from the small box I had created as the way life was, I was free to experience a world beyond my imagination. When I realized a God of love and that I could trust life was conspiring to support me, a whole new world opened for me. As Richard Bach says, you are never given a wish without also being given the power to make it come true. I was able to set my dreams free. And life is just amazing and becomes fun. Every day I'm shown a larger universe and more possibilities. It's astonishing when you're open and willing to see all that life has to offer you. It shows me where I can share more love, joy, and abundance, or in ways I need to open my life up to more love, joy, and abundance. If you're willing to do the internal work and live in alignment with your highest self, you can be and do and have anything you desire. I hope to show you how these endless possibilities for your life and how it frees you so that you are able to bask in the joy, love, and abundance that life has to offer. This course is meant to help you build a structure so that you can step back and reflect upon life and ask questions like, is your life going like you want? Are you living the life of your dreams? Are you even enjoying life? Are you following your life's heart's desire? Questions keep you in possibilities. Be open to asking and to ask what is possible for your life. What I know, dreams are inside of you dying to be shared and play out in the world. You create your best life by making the choices that best support you to perform at your highest potential and by being in alignment with what's right for you. Life teaches you by the adventure of your choices. Some of your choices move you in the direction of your dreams, and some choices take you on detours. It's all part of the process of life unfolding for you. As you learn some of these tools of life, you will realize you have the power to make things happen in the direction of your desires. It's an empowering feeling. It's freeing and also humbling. The tools you learn will allow you to tackle where you're off track and how to be back on track. You'll learn to get back on track more quickly. You'll begin noticing what is happening in your life rather than building more momentum in the direction that you don't want to go. You'll have less resistance as you move through the process of creating your dreams. This course will provide guidance and thought-provoking questions meant to open you up to greater possibilities for your life. Remember, living the life of your dreams is a lifetime process. It takes support and structures to create the success that you desire. Surround yourself with people and resources that support you. I have designed this class so that you can feel lifted and guided along the way. I hope I inspire you and invoke great reflection for your life. So, are you opening to a greater plan? You have the opportunity to create and change anything you desire. This journey will help you understand how to walk through all parts of the journey, the good times and the hard times. It's all there exactly as it needs to be to help you evolve to your greatest, grandest self. You hold the key to your joy and happiness. You will see how to bring peace, love, and harmony to your life, no matter the circumstances. Life brings adversity to all of us. You will and probably have experienced hurt, fear, and pain. It's the ebb and flow of life, and that's important to know. Every person has their own obstacles to overcome, and they too can pass. It's what you do with it that makes the difference. You're always at choice. Will you be willing to admit the truth about your struggle? Can you ask for help and support? Can you be vulnerable? Life has twists and turns that can be frightening and dark. You have difficulties to overcome. There'll be bad days, hurts, and rejections, and you'll have setbacks. It's all part of the journey of life. No, that doesn't necessarily make it easier just to know that when you're in the depths of pain and hurt, but it's meant to help you feel that there's hope to get to the other side. Try to see these things that didn't work out, rather than failures as a mistake, as possibilities for your life. A lot of the pain is created by the meaning that you give to the situations that you encounter. Let them have wisdom for you, such as knowing that you don't want what just happened or that it wasn't right for you anymore. It's all important feedback when you know how to observe your life rather than stay in the drama or create more of it. As Eckhart Tolle says, because of the human tendency to perpetuate old emotion, almost everyone carries in his or her energy field an accumulation of old emotional pain, which he calls the pain body. And he talks about that in his New Earth book. So what he's saying is you hold on to things that no longer serve you and that you haven't integrated the meaning of your life. And Eckhart does a great job of explaining the physical, mental, and emotional connection of our life. This pain will stay there until you decide to do something with it and understand about it on a deeper level. On this journey, hopefully you'll see how when something happens in your physical world that creates pain, there's a deeper meaning and message for you. For instance, if you're having a cold, Louise Hay explains that there's chaos going on. So you could ask yourself, how can you clean up the chaos in your physical, mental, and emotional world, or a combination, so that you can move back to being healthy? So as we go through this process, try to picture your life on parallel tracks. You as a spiritual being, and it doesn't matter what religion or philosophy you espouse, it's having a connection to a higher power. It is you in its most, your most loving essence. And two, that you're living a physical life. This journey of your life is your quest to remove all the barriers that cover up your divine essence so that you can experience pure love and joy in all of your life. The spiritual path is one of releasing and renewing. You'll be chiseling away all that's not your truth or for your highest good, like Michelangelo did when he created the statue of David. Your physical life allows you to experience the world as your life's journey so that you are able to evolve to your highest self on the spiritual level. So like above, if you have the cold, on the physical level, you have the cold. But how is that helping you to evolve to your higher self? With the cold, there's chaos. So the universe is asking you to clean up stuff, whether that is mental, physical, and emotional, or a combination of some of those. It allows you to be in alignment with your being when you've cleared away the chaos. That's the importance of understanding this work. You're always receiving feedback, both what we call positive and negative. And so now it's time to pay attention to it, and it's all there to help you evolve to your greatest self. So when you're living life only as the human doing, you tend to blame the world for all that happens in the circumstances of your life. Life is often unconscious. But once you begin living as a spiritual being, having a human experience, you can view everything happening as an opportunity to become the greatest, grandest version of you, which is ultimately love. It doesn't get that way right away, but have hope. Some things are easier to move through than others. Pretty quickly, you can remove much of the stress and pain in your physical world if you do the work and you're honest with it. You see it all as part of your evolution. You'll be free to release the chains that are holding you down from the pain of the experiences that you're having. You'll be able to take things more lighthearted and carefree. You'll be able to say things like, oh, I wonder what I'm supposed to learn from that, or I wonder what I might need to overcome. It allows you not to get caught up in the drama of the situation. It allows you to take care of what is necessary without the negative energy. It allows you to move through the experience, seeing how it all has a part in you living your best life. It is in the unfolding to you making your dreams come true. It's the journey to living a life of a more meaningful life. One of the tools I hope to enhance for you is to become the observer of your life. It is to notice how you respond or react and to notice the chatter in your head. I ask that you pay attention to you and how you interact with the world and yourself. I ask that you begin to observe your life rather than being the critic or the judge as life happens. It makes it more peaceful and loving as you become the observer. It changes the tone for your life. So now I'll get into lesson one, which is taking responsibility for creating the life you desire. As Louise Hay says, we have the power of our thoughts and words. As we change our thinking and our words, our experiences also change. No matter where we come from, no matter how difficult our childhood was, we can make positive changes today. As we begin this journey together, it will be important that you make a commitment to yourself about taking responsibility to create the life you desire. Are you willing to do that? Are you ready to have the life you desire? Did you know that you have the choice to live the life you desire and deserve? As I mentioned before, I had no idea that life worked that way. You have the power to live the life you want. It is true, and I'll show you how it works. You are responsible for your life. Maybe until right now, you've not been conscious of how you did or that you had a say in how life could be. You might be like I was and just let life happen day to day, not thinking about how it was happening. I did life like I had seen. I had no idea I was the creator and producer of my life. I didn't know that I could edit and make changes and take out what I no longer wanted so I could create the life I desired. I thought I was wrong when it wasn't going the way I had hoped. To move forward with transformation, you'll have to assume 100% responsibility for your experiences. At first, there'll be a tendency to blame and keep the focus outside of yourself. But the healing happens within you as you accept the accountability for your actions and reactions. Are you ready to take this on? The burden of what you have done wrong or what has been done wrong to you often becomes so powerful that it dominates your past, your present, and your future. Some people can overcome their past and mistakes and move on to greater things. Unfortunately, some people don't. It's your choice. Wayne Dyer so strongly states, everything you do is based on the choices that you make. It's not your parents, your past relationships, your job, the economy, the weather, an argument, or your age that is to blame. You and only you are responsible for every decision and choice you make, period. If you're blaming others, outside circumstances, or situations for how your life is, you are not taking responsibility for your life. If you're pointing your finger at others or angry at others for how your life is, you are not taking responsibility for your life. You are giving away your power. You are playing to others' opinions rather than being in your own alignment. You are allowing others to control your life, and you've lost your connection to your highest self. It's time to get it back. Accepting responsibility means examining the choices you make and becoming self-reflective about them. Each moment is a new opportunity to choose rather than react and repeat patterns that are no longer serving you. A key to creating the life you want is to control the direction of your thoughts and choices. Did you know you have around 60,000 thoughts a day? And something like 80 or 90% of them are the same as the day before? And that 75% are often negative? So pay attention to your dialogue and chatter in your head. Begin noticing, is it in the direction you want your life to be going? You know, because you can examine your life right now. If it's something you don't want, create new thoughts and desires. You are responsible, and your self-talk is powerful. So this will be a big first step in your journey to creating the life that you want. You can see how this works by paying attention to your choices and your thoughts in the area of your life that you've chosen for this work. By bringing awareness to your thoughts and choices, it allows you to take charge of your life. Your choices either cause you to vibrate with low-level energy like blame, sadness, or chaos, or to vibrate with higher energy like love, acceptance, and joy. You choose. That's the fun here. You are in charge. You are responsible for the type of life that you plan to live. I want you to become conscious of what you're choosing. Take notice what heightens your day, your feelings. Keep track of what rings your bell. The big aha here is to pay attention to what you're thinking and how you're feeling about circumstances in your life. Know there is always another choice, even though at the moment it might not seem like it. You are responsible for the thoughts and choices that you make in your life. Pay attention so that you're choosing ones that create the life you desire. This journey will help you wake up and pay attention to create the life of your dreams. This one step can make huge changes in your life. So right now, I ask that you commit to being willing to take responsibility and become awake to how you're handling responsibility. Awareness is the first step to changing your life. Be willing to acknowledge the situation, look into it, and make a plan to change it in the direction of your desire. Often as you hear things like you're in charge, there might be some resistance. I couldn't have created that. I didn't want that. That's exactly why all this is important to know. You might not have realized how all the little things created a mess in your life. When you blame, resist, or when you don't take ownership of where your life is today, you miss opportunities to examine what is really going on and for you to take back your power. If you're willing to accept total and complete responsibility for every aspect of your life, you are able to make new choices for what's possible to make your dreams come true. So here's a beginning place to examine how you are on taking responsibility for your life. What are the excuses or lies that you make to yourself and others? Do you believe that they're truth? Are you keeping your agreements, doing what you say you will? When you don't, you build up lies, then others, and you realize you can't be trusted. These lies and excuses control your life. They determine what you do and how you do it. They keep you on guard. They create layers of that which are not your highest self. You're moving away from your dreams. So what are some of your common excuses? Like, I don't have time. I'm too busy. Oh, that's someone else's job. You make time for what you feel is important. If you're saying you're too busy, have you looked at what you really want? What are your priorities? Are you living that or perpetuating the cycle of excuses? Take an honest look at your life. Where can you begin looking at your excuses? In my coaching, clients and I never realize the power of this area. These excuses at times seem so casual and not a big deal. But in reality, you're out of integrity when you make excuses. You are not being responsible for the type of life you want to make. One of the areas in my life that so perfectly illustrates this is the issue around weight. I would have told you I was so responsible with managing my weight. I know the basics, calories that you eat versus the exercises, the exercising you expend. For me, exercising has always been something so natural and fun for me. Probably would have to say at times in my life, I've been very obsessive with it. I always thought I could out-exercise whatever I ate. So I never chose to understand nutrition or pay close attention to being concerned about the foods I ate. But I've had to face the truth about my excuses with my weight because I can't control it in the same way anymore. My excuses are almost like mantras. Oh, my metabolism isn't working. It's not fair. I out-exercise most people. What I do in exercising should eliminate those calories. On and on are my excuses. These are not helping me lose weight because there are people around me who are my age who exercise like I do and do not have weight problems. When I finally got honest with myself, I've realized all the excuses I've made true for me, and I wasn't focused on what I wanted. So finally, as I began chiseling away layers, I thought about the way I handle my exercise habits. I never even think about exercising. I just do it and love it. I wouldn't miss it. It's just part of me. Yet, when I began self-reflecting about my weight and eating habits, I realized how many excuses and projections I was making with my weight. I had not taken responsibility for my choices with my weight. I've had to come clean and own up to my excuses. I saw where I could use my exercise as a model how to integrate nutritious food in my life. I could see how committed and focused I was on my exercise no matter what. I didn't make excuses, and I make the necessary adjustments to my exercise based on how my body is feeling and functioning at the time. So it's taken me many years to get this place. Telling the truth can be challenging, so start small. Pay attention to what excuses you're making and where it is in your life. Do you take responsibility or blame others? And what is that about? What's the underlying message you feel? Are you making excuses so you don't have to be responsible? Where is your power? Who or what is running your life? As you grow up, you take on many responsibilities, such as jobs and families and deadlines and financial pressures. Remember, just because you're a grown-up doesn't mean you're acting like an adult. Are you acting like a child or an adult with your responsibilities? Adults take responsibility for their lives. Adults understand the ups and downs of life. They are able to accept and own their own part of life. Or are you acting like a child with your responsibilities? Adults acting like child with their responsibilities play victim and blame circumstances on others. They expect others to do their part. They fail to step up to their responsibilities in life. Where do you catch yourself blaming others for what is happening? Who do you blame for not having what you want? Are you hoping someone will save you, fix you, or take care of you? Is someone else running your life? As long as you blame others for the circumstances in your life, you weaken your power to create the life that you desire. You have given them your power. You become a victim and you're at the whim of others, not you in your life. Berg says, it's tempting to blame our parents or children for our chaos. However, blaming others move you in the wrong direction. Becoming accountable for everything is the essence of true transformation. How have you allowed life and its responsibility to take away all the fun in your life? I read where the average child laughs over 200 times a day, but the average adult only laughs 4 times a day. What happened? Is your life like that? Where could you allow some fun back in your life? When I began this work, I had lost all the fun in my life. When I realized how heavy I felt from responsibilities, I made a goal to add some fun to my life. One of my girlfriends laughed at me and she said, "You have to make a goal to have some fun?" What a wake-up call for me. Life doesn't have to be serious, even with your responsibilities. It can be lighthearted and carefree. It's just a shift in the perspective of the way you handle and view it. What does taking responsibility for your life look like to you? What meaning have you given responsibility? Do you feel like a pressure cooker with all your stress and responsibility? Are you feeling pressured, stressed, and trapped by all your responsibilities? Responsibility doesn't have to mean you aren't free to live the life you desire. You are free to make choices. Can you remember when you were able to create moments of joy and happiness? So what was it that created those moments? For this work, responsibility is owning up to your choices, thoughts, and words, and actions. It's being in alignment with what you say is true for your life. It is freeing rather than a burden because there's integrity in your life. You are living your life based on your choices and in alignment with your desire and highest self. It's by knowing and accepting full responsibility of your choices that you will feel empowered to live the life of your dreams. It's a gradual process to understanding the depths of how you interact in the world. For our work together, you will need to be in integrity with your thoughts, words, and actions if your intentions are to live your magnificence. It will be easier in some areas, and you'll probably feel some resistance in others. It'll take some unraveling, and you may feel uncomfortable as you begin the process. Throughout the course, it's my hope that you'll be releasing much of the old stored-up pain by following through with the action steps in each chapter and answer the questions as you go along in the book. Know you are worth all the time and energy it takes. You are meant to live an extraordinary life. When you align your life with your dreams, you can achieve anything you desire. Are you willing to take 100% responsibility to live the life of your dreams? Are you willing to start today to take charge of your life? You are worth it. Your dream is needed, and so is your commitment. So our affirmation for today's lesson is, I'm taking responsibility for all aspects of my life. And your action steps are, the first one is, make a list of all the people or circumstances that you are blaming for the way your life is right now. How could you shift that for you to take 100% responsibility for your life? Take each situation or person and write out how you're blaming them for the way that your life is right now. What is one step for each situation that you could take to shift your life? Number two is write out the excuses and lies that you use. How do they benefit you? What are you willing to change? What is one action you can begin today to change the excuses and lies that you use in your life? Thank you.